Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. With me today is June Liu and John McTavish. How you guys doing tonight?
Doing not bad.
Sun is out. It's springtime. It's not Monday. It's Tuesday. So I feel like everything's coming up quagmire.
There you go. So today we are talking about the Ventura Archetype Cursus Robusto. Cigar is 5 inch by 50 ring gauge, comes out of the Tabacalera Oliva de Nicaragua factory in Nicaragua. Wrappers Connecticut Broadleaf, binder and filler both Nicaragua and Habano. Price point is $9, and the cigar was released in October of 2018. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
Oh, some really shitty beef jerky. I liked the first couple of thirds. And overall, I like the cigar. I got a lot of, for them, the first two thirds, when I think about a broadleaf, it needs to have like some sort of a chocolatey component to it. And I thought this one had that quite a bit. Had a lot of cocoa, had a little bit of like a dry red pepper spice, dirt, soil, mineral. So, you know, all of these things are very characteristics of like Connecticut broadleaf for me. And that's what I really enjoyed about it. Retrohaling, I like that the best. I kind of felt like everything that I mentioned in terms of flavors was just that much more. And I started getting especially this like brownie, like milk chocolate aspect to it, which is really, it was like a mix between like dessert, but then with the spice it tasted, like it just mixed really well. Strength of body, medium plus around that range. So the first two thirds was kind of like that, but the last third I kind of felt like the cigar fell apart, and mainly because I felt like it really lost a lot of that chocolatey character, and then it was more like heavier with like that earthiness of like dirt and soil. So in terms of construction, I thought it was absolutely perfect. I rated the burn to be amazing and draw to be amazing. John?
You know, I think June and I had a very similar taste experience of the Ventura Cursus because I'm the same way with broadleaf. And, you know, I think broadleaf has kind of fallen out of fashion in the last couple of years, which is probably for the best because there's, you know, there's a time where there was a lot of broadleaf cigars in the market and most of them sucked. So now, you know, the flip side is there's a lot of Mexican San Andreas on the market and a lot of it sucks. So we're kind of going back to broadleaf. And I think, you know, Ventura has done a good job here because this had all the elements, like June was saying, of what I enjoy in broadleaf. It's got the cocoa, it's got spices and pepper, but not too overwhelming. It's got a little bit of smoky barbecue going on. It did have some curious flavors, which I noted, and I'm sure I'll get flack for later. Some sort of candy and some melon flavors, which I don't really taste in cigars, and those kind of caught me by surprise.
Did you read Charlie's review before you spoke it?
Yeah, that must have been it. Did Charlie? I bet Charlie didn't get any candy or melon flavors. I'm going to be out on an island on my own. But it was definitely, you know, medium full in terms of flavor, strength, and complexity. And then, like June, the last third really fell apart for me. There was kind of this toasted, earthy quality. And I'm not sure if it's just a tobacco placement issue, but it was a pretty sharp contrast between where it was in the middle third and where it went to in the last third. And it dropped off very suddenly. So, you know, I think it's a little disappointing from the perspective of, I think this could have been across the board rated as good. And I think it would have been perhaps a contender for the year. Unfortunately, because that last third was average, I think it kind of pushes it down in the overall category. In terms of burn and construction, I rated it one notch below our best rating for burn. I did have some uneven burn issues in the first third and some uneven burn issues in the middle third. Unfortunately, in the middle third, I was actually puffing away on it and it went out as I was puffing. So I'm not sure what that's all about. So because I didn't have to do any touch-ups, the cigar itself corrected. And I just had to do one relight. I only docked at one mark, so take it to the very good. Draw, I have it as half a notch towards resistant, which is still in the perfect category for me. Aaron, what was your smoking experience like in the Ventura Cursus?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started out with wood, baking spice, and a really faint chocolate note. About a quarter inch in, a little bit of cream joins in, and the chocolate starts to fade away, but all the flavors that are still there are creating a pretty nice combination. Bready note kind of joins in about three quarters of an inch in, pairs up with the wood. Baking spice has lightened up a little bit, became even with the cream in the background. The retro ale had the bread slightly in front of the wood, with a little bit of baking spice in the background. That's kind of how the first third finished out. Strength was slightly above medium. Again, in the second third, wood gained a little bit of char, also kind of extended to the bread in the form of like burnt toast. Baking spice was really faint. Cream was just slightly ahead of that. A little further in that burnt toast leaves. Charred wood is kind of the front runner in the profile, with a little bit of cream and light baking spice. Retro ale still got the wood and the bread along with the increased baking spice. And then about an inch and a quarter, the bread returns to the profile. And as the second third wraps up, the bread drops out again. Strength drops down to the medium mark. And then in the final third, charred woods up front, mustiness just behind it. A dark vegetal note kind of joins in as the bread once again leaves the profile. Mustiness starts to pick up a little bit more, about half inch in, takes the lead in the profile. Retrohale's got an even mix of the wood, the mustiness, and the vegetal note. Starts to warm up as the cigar wraps up, so it brings kind of a toasted note to the charred wood, and the mustiness remains, and the vegetal note dropped out. Strength stayed at the medium mark. In regards to construction, there were a few instances where the burn line was a little bit wavy, but otherwise it was spot on. Ash held on an inch and three-quarter increments, so pretty good ash retention there. And then in regards to the draw, it was a little bit tighter than I prefer, but it didn't really cause any issues with the smoking experience. So overall, June, what were your thoughts on this cigar?
It's going to sound like I'm talking shit, which I think I kind of am. But, you know, I feel like certainly you and I, Aaron, have smoked through the vast majority of Ventura's offerings the last few years, to the point where I'm like, I'm not excited to smoke another Ventura cigar. But, you know, when – I don't know why I smoked this one. I was originally not supposed to be on this review, but I was like, oh, fuck it. I'll get on it. And so, you know, I'm glad I did. I mean, you know, I kind of have the same thoughts as John in terms of like the first two thirds being really good, like good to the point where I'm like, okay, I think this might hit like that top 25 if that last third didn't drop off to be average.
Right.
So, you know, but that also has to, you know, I also say that because it's good most of the time and there was absolutely no fuss on construction, that it is actually worth smoking, and I definitely smoke more of these. Like, I thought this was really good, man. Like, I mean, there's more shitty broadleaves out there than good ones, and this is one of the rare good ones out there.
How about you, John? What are your overall thoughts on this one?
I mean, June took a lot of the words out of my mouth there for sure. What's the price point of this Ventura Curses again?
$9.
Yeah, see, that's pretty good for a broadleaf offering that's really well constructed. I'm with June. I mean, I've smoked enough Ventura stuff now that, you know, no knock against the company. It's just my expectations were very managed going into this review. So I was definitely pleasantly surprised, and I think there's a lot going on the flavor here. I mean, it checked a significant number of boxes. And although there's some strength, you know, I don't think this is too strong. I mean, I had this... For nicotine strength, I had this marked down as medium. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't think this is crazy strong. Like, you know, some of Pete's stuff can be a little on the strong side. And some people have blended broadleaf that has been, you know, just overwhelmingly pepper. And I don't think that's any of that. So this is probably a pretty good offering for people out there looking for broadleaf and just don't want to be chewing on leather for an hour and a half. What about you, Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, like you guys said, we've spoke a lot of the Ventura stuff. This is the second one in the Fantasy miniseries that we've reviewed. I think I prefer the crystals a little bit more than this one. It's not a huge gap between the two of them. It's just kind of a slight preference. You know, this one, I thought the first third was good. I like the chocolate note kind of up front and things like that. Just when we got into the second third, some of the char came into the wood and things like that. Kind of took it down a level for me, so I thought it was average in the second and final third. Construction is still really good. You know, if you like wooden baking spice, then I think this is, you know, definitely a cigar worth checking out. If you're a broadleaf fan, obviously you're going to want to smoke it. But, you know, I'm interested in trying the third one, which I think is the Cloaks, to see what that's like, to see kind of which one I think is the best fit out of the three. But yeah, I mean, I'd smoke it again. It's not going to be something I'm going to, you know, pass up a bunch of other cigars for, but, it's, you know, it's definitely a serviceable smoke. I think it was, you know, it's fine. So let's get into the scores. June was at top with 6.82. John, you were right by him at 6.72. And then I brought up the rear at 5.85. So June, 6.82. How do you think that matched up with your experience?
Good. First two's good. last third average, perfect construction. So, yeah, I mean, man, if that last third was good, I mean, I would have been right up in the low sevens. So. Yeah.
How about you, John? You were you guys scored identical except for you were one notch down on the burn, I think. So otherwise, you guys were the same.
Hey, I'm just happy I spent most of last year being top of the list now, and I've spent most of the year so far this year being in the middle of the list, and I think that's where I should be overall. No offense, Ventura. I think I'm still being fair.
To give a fucking 11 out of 10. For
But no, I agree with your assessment, June. I think, you know, had that last, and it's so close, right? Had that last third been in the good category, this absolutely would have been in the low to mid sevens. So, you know, I don't know if that's something they can resolve in the next run, but yeah, this cigar has a lot of potential.
Yeah, my 5.85 matchups well. It's slightly above average flavor profile for me. Construction's really good, so that kind of gets it above that kind of average mark. You know, it's definitely a cigar that's, I think, worthwhile. It's just not, at least for me, it's not something that wowed me and made me say, oh, I got to come back to this cigar. So, you know, there's another one in the miniseries that I'm interested in trying, so we'll see how that works out and see what works. Any other final thoughts from you guys on this one?
Shout out to Bid.
There you go. All right. If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media sites, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Slap that subscribe button.